Chapter 8. The future of home and city conveniences with AI. The third area that AI is making an invasion into is in convenience. You see, apparently, just to make sure we go along with this total full control of our global financial system, around the whole planet, with AI controlling it all, again, all our buying and selling, anywhere we go, AI is also being pitched to not just fix our financial ills, but even our personal ills. That's right. You know, all those things that just get on our nerves that we wish would go away, so we can get back to a life of personal ease and convenience. But, what most people don't realize, is this kind of a selfish, self-centered, self-absorbed, self-loving, self-caring society, that only cares about self and its own self-convenience, rather than God, is the exact same kind of society God said would be appearing on the scene when you're living in the last days. But, don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's word.
2 Timothy 3:1-5. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Have nothing to do with them.
Now, according to our text, the Bible is clear. One of the major characteristics of the last day society is it would be what? It is going to be a society filled with absolute unadulterated wickedness, right? People would be selfish, greedy, boastful, prideful, abusive, disobedient, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, out of control, brutal, evil, treacherous, rash, and conceited. And if you think about it, every single one of those wicked behaviors is commonplace in our society right now, right? But here is the point for bringing this passage up this time. What did it say was the apparent root of all this wicked behavior? What was the very first thing mentioned there? It stems from a love of self. People in the last days would be lovers of themselves. And tell me that is not the number one virtue being celebrated today. You have to be what? You have to be a lover of yourself, you have to love yourself first, if you are going to be able to love God and other people, right? Isn't that what they say? Of course. But that is a lie from the pit of hell. The Bible says it's this preoccupation with self, and the promotion of self is what's causing all this wicked behavior we have to deal with today. I didn't say that. God did. It's right there in the text. And apparently, you keep that up and you will not only start doing all those wicked things mentioned in that list, that follows a love of self, but it will what? It will even spill over into the spiritual realm. It says you will become lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. You know, all about a convenient life, and the way you want it to go. That becomes your mandate every day when you get out of bed. It's the logical, sinful path of destruction. If you start off loving yourself first, instead of God first, you will always end up pleasing yourself first. Why? Because if you are not going to worship God, then what is left to do? It is all about self. It is party time, right? You have got to live it up. You have got to do whatever you want and please yourself as many ways as you possibly can, because tomorrow we die and go back to the ground to be worm bait, right? Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, right? You have heard that saying. And here's the point. Tell me, that's not the average person's attitude today. Tell me this is not their marching orders when they get out of bed. It's party time. I have got to please myself as many ways as I possibly can before I die, right? Now, this used to be called hedonism, that is the old-fashioned word. But, it's wickedness unrestrained, and the Bible says once that hits your society, you're not just headed for terrible times, not great times, it's judgment time. But, here's my point, AI is poised to provide that kind of selfish, self-centered, self-absorbed, self-loving society that is only concerned with self-pleasure and self-convenience, rather than worshiping God like never before in the history of mankind. In fact, let me give you an idea of the average person's dream come true today and what it would look like. If only we could have this level of convenience.
The alarm goes off, it's 7 a.m. and time to get up. He gradually opens his eyes and then raises his head slightly to reach under his pillow where there is a little lever. He moves the lever forward and falls back onto his pillow to sleep a few more minutes. The lever, however, causes a hand to rise up next to the alarm and the finger proceeds to push the button to shut off the alarm. As soon as the alarm is shut off, the bed suddenly shifts positions, causing the man to fall off the bed and onto a compartment next to the mattress. He is still asleep but is now laying on his back in the separate compartment. As he lays there, the bed again changes position and is now in an upright position so that the man is in a standing position. While in this position, an arm comes out with his toothbrush and toothpaste and proceeds to brush his teeth. Once that is completed, a shower head comes over his head, and the water comes out to give him his morning shower. When the water is turned off, by the machine, two more arms come out to dry him off and dry his hair. The bed now has his favorite music on and his mobile. After it dresses him, it moves out to the kitchen, it provides him a seat, he sits down, and it serves him his breakfast. A fork picks up his sausage and holds it out for him to take a bite. Meanwhile, another arm is pouring him a cup of coffee. He takes a bite of his sausage and another arm hands him his phone. It is time to call a cab to take him to work. He pushes the button to schedule the cab while another arm is feeding his fish in the tank that is behind him. Before you know it, he has finished his meal and the bed is now rolling him out to meet his cab. The door on the bed then opens, another arm comes out to open the cab door and the floor of the bed carries him to the open cab door. Now, he is in the cab with a big smile on his face. From the alarm going off at 7 a.m. until now, he did not have to lift a finger to get ready for work, eat, or even walk to the cab. As he looks at his bed, standing on the sidewalk, the bed gives him a thumbs up. What a great way to start the day.
Hey! What a wonderful life that would be. If only technology could do all the work for me, while I just lie there in bed. Tell me the average person today wouldn't want a life of personal convenience like that. Now, believe it or not, again, for those of you who think that video is just a pipe dream, with no basis in reality, you are wrong. I'm telling you, this is the next big utopian dream they're saying AI is being poised to do for us. To usher in an era of convenience, like we have never seen before, filled with all kinds of things for self and all kinds of selfish pleasures to the point where you do not even need God anymore. AI can do it all. And, I want to share with you just a few ways AI is being pitched to do that. The first area AI is being pitched to create a utopian life of convenience, beyond our wildest dreams, is that AI will control our homes. You see, believe it or not, AI not only, right now, can help you sell your home, find a new home or apartment, design a home for you, or even help you get the best home mortgage rate for purchasing a home. But AI will also usher in all kinds of conveniences in your existing home that you can't even believe.
Ariel, an AI system to monitor all your home activity, movement, and even senses people's identity. Bridge.ai, an AI smart home platform that focuses on speech and sound in the home. Cubic, an AI system that connects all your smart home devices in one place. Grojo, an AI system that controls and monitors your grow room in your home. Home, an AI system that autonomously controls all your home operations and connected devices. Hello, an AI system that helps monitor and improve your sleep in your home. Josh, an AI system that acts as a whole house voice control center. Mycroft, an AI system that is the world's first open source voice assistant. Nanit, an AI system that monitors your baby in your home and measures your child's sleep and even gives caregiver interactions. Nest, an AI system that controls and monitors a range of in-home devices such as thermostat, lights, security, and alarms, etc.
Because we all know how hard it is to turn on the lights, or the appliances, or even walk over and adjust the thermostat.
First, let's start with the Echo Dot, and don't let this small size fool you, because it is extremely powerful.
And this can run your entire smart home.
What makes this really powerful is how it can link all of these items that I am going to show you, together, with over 50,000 plus Alexa skills and the daily routines you can make with this. So, I have a morning routine. I say good morning and it turns on my bedside lamp for me, it changes my thermostat temperature, it turns on all of my lights downstairs and also opens my blinds in my office so I can go ahead and start early.
So, all of that in one command. It's really powerful and convenient.
Smart lighting is essential to any smart home, so if you want a flexible and affordable smart lighting system, then check out Senled Smart Lighting.
They have different packages for different needs.
This 4-pack comes with a hub and it's really easy to set it up, just plug it into your router and the app steps you through the rest.
You can control your lights through the app from anywhere in the world, but just like you saw, you can add voice control with Alexa and control the lights and place them in routines.
My favorite is turning off all the lights at night, which is by command by just saying good night. It's a pain to go downstairs and turn off every single light in your house, but with one command you can turn off all your lights, and that is so convenient.
It's just real-world stuff you can use every day, and if you have it, you can't live without it.
Once again, it's a breeze to set up with the Alexa app. You can control it through there, or if you want, there is a physical switch on the side to turn it on and off.
These are so convenient to have throughout the house. I'm sure you will be buying more than one. You can make anything smart, that you just basically plug into the wall.
You just have this plugged into your coffee machine in the morning as part of your good morning routine and start brewing coffee right away when you first wake up. You can control Christmas trees with it, multiple lamps, you can control popcorn machines, all kinds of stuff with this. So, these are super convenient to have, I love them. I have the same smart plug plugged behind my media console so I can control it by voice, which is awesome. I have this really cool routine set up for entertainment. It's called movie time, so when I say it, it turns off my kitchen lights, turns off my living room lights, just leaves on my ambient lighting here for the perfect mood for the movie, and I even have a smart plug plugged into my popcorn machine over there so it will start popping popcorn, and it locks my doors so I don't have to worry about it. So, all of that in just one voice command is so powerful, it's really cool.
This smart lock has all the features that you will ever need.
Of course, you can control the lock from anywhere in the world.
You get the keyless access through the app, you get access to family members to keep track of who goes in and out with a log of activity.
A cool feature is when it unlocks the door for you when you approach, so that when you have groceries or are carrying a big package in your arms, it is really convenient.
And it automatically locks the door behind you when you enter, so that is great for safety.
And, you can lock and unlock the door by voice command with Amazon Alexa, and you might think that is impractical, but just going to bed upstairs and not knowing if the doors are locked downstairs, you can just go ahead and ask Alexa.
If it's not locked, you can go ahead and lock it by voice.
The person that is helping me shoot right now, John, is away from his dog and he loves Tex.
So, if that person sounds familiar, then this is going to be really good for you.
This is the Furbo Wi-Fi pet camera, and what John can do right now, even though he is away from his dog, he can check on his dog anytime with this big wide-angle, HD camera. There is bark protection there so that if anything is going on at the house, he will get a notification to see what all of the fuss is about, and then he can calm down his dog if he wants to.
Then one of the coolest things is that you can also flick a treat. Give a treat to the dog while you are gone. You can schedule this, or the coolest thing about this, is you can do it with Alexa integration and do it by voice command.
Two-way talk on here is a really good way to be connected or stay connected with your pet while you are out working. I know a lot of people at work miss their dogs.
This thing is pretty cool.
Not to mention convenient. Did you catch how many times he said that in just a couple minutes? Convenient, 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 can't live without it. That's not even counting the other smart devices you can have right now in your home, like a smart fan, smart vacuum, smart washer and dryer, smart speakers, smart doorbell, smart irrigation/watering system, smart garage door opener, smart lawn mower, and even smart solar panels too. Of course, charge your smart car, your smart home itself, and it can be controlled anywhere in the world. Isn't that great? Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. But, believe it or not, that's not the only convenient thing that AI is being pitched to do for your home. You see, it can not only provide a massive amount of personal conveniences, as you just saw, but it will even provide personal security for you as well.
So, what is a smart home anyway? Basically, it means that you use internet-connected devices to remotely monitor and manage various systems and appliances in your residence.
Here are the ways we turned our house into a smart home.
Smart alarm. I chose the Nest brand because it has its own system interconnectivity for all the different products that it sells. And it adds so much value to your everyday life. This is the Nest Guard, which accesses the alarm, keypad, and motion sensor. You can arm your house in several ways, one of which is by entering a code in the Nest Guard keypad. The other part of the Nest Secure system is Nest Protect, which is a sensor for your doors, windows, and rooms. If you are not at home and the house is armed when the sensor detects motion, you'll get an alert to your phone and an alarm will go off alerting your security monitoring service. Smart cams, in addition to Nest Secure, we have Nest cams placed all throughout the inside and the outside of our house.
Now, This is really cool, because we can hear everything that is going on inside and outside of our home right from our phone.
If I want to spy on my dog, I can do that right from my phone. I can watch the footage live or I can go back and re-watch older footage.
The app will be sending you convenient notifications whenever it sees activity.
Smart doorbell, part of our security system is having the Nest doorbell. The benefit of having the Nest doorbell is it acts both as a doorbell and a security camera.
But you can also talk through it.
Yeah, hi. We see you from anywhere in the world, remotely. But, hey, who doesn't already have one of those? I mean, aren't those the latest rage? Especially with all the burglars, solicitors and people trying to steal packages from your home. Who doesn't need one of those AI systems? But, as you can see, right now AI is being pitched not only to provide a massive level of personal convenience in your home, so you don't even have to lift a finger, but it can also take care of your home security needs as well. Making life not only convenient and full of tons of comfort, but safe and secure. You're at total peace. No worries. AI can do it all. Who needs the police anymore, even your own weaponry, or even God for that matter? AI is there to protect you and supply all your needs just like a god. And, if you don't think that's where it's headed, wait till we get to the end of our study. But this is how AI is being pitched right now as we speak. If you would just let artificial intelligence control your whole home, it will usher in a utopian era of convenience beyond your wildest dreams. In fact, here's one of their commercials trying to get you and I to buy into it.
The lady of the house is at the park with her kids.
Presently, the house is empty, but she gets a notification on her phone that something has caused a disturbance in her kitchen. As she is looking at the screen on her phone, she sees her cat has jumped up on the kitchen counter and has knocked off a plastic container full of cereal.
It fell on the floor and cereal is all over. When she sees what has happened, nothing really serious, she taps her phone to notify her robot to go clean up the spilled cereal. The robot comes into the kitchen, scans the floor, and recognizes the mess on the floor.
It vacuums up the cereal and then sends her a message that it is all cleaned up.
At that point, the kids come back to where she is sitting, and they are ready to leave.
As they reach the front door, the door is automatically unlocked. After facial recognition, they go into the kitchen, which looks the same as it did when they left. A little later, a delivery man comes to the door. The camera at the front door notifies the lady of the house that he is at the door.
She sees him on her screen in plenty of time to open the door and accept the package. As she is bringing the package into the kitchen, her daughter is using the app on the refrigerator.
Dinner, pizza, the ingredients are on their way.
Her mom and her put the pizza together and then put it in the oven.
In the box the delivery man dropped off was a special apron to wear while she is cooking.
It came just in time.
Wow. You keep that up and I won't even have to get out of bed anymore. Where have I seen that before? AI will give me a shower, brush my teeth and hair, and escort me out to my smart car. What a utopia. Won't this be great? No. Not at all. Remember what we've seen several times in our previous studies. Anything with the word smart, especially if it's controlled by AI, really needs to be supplanted with what? The words big brother. So, your smart home controlled by your smartphone with your smart lights, and smart TV, smart thermostat, smart fan, smart vacuum, smart washer, and dryer, smart speakers, smart doorbell, smart irrigation watering system, smart garage door opener, smart lawn mower, smart solar panels charging your smart car and your smart security system, is really a Big Brother paradise. It's a Big Brother phone, Big Brother lights, Big Brother TV and so on and so forth. All under the guise of convenience, AI will turn your home into a Big Brother monitoring system, not to mention the microphones they have installed there. Which means, your dog's not the only one being watched and monitored, you are too. And here is the point. Put yourself in the shoes of those who are left behind in the 7-year tribulation. There they are in their homes and the Antichrist, and the false prophet gives the order on a global basis to worship the beast or the Antichrist and you and your home say no. I'm not going to do that. Then, you try to leave your home and that is when the trouble begins. If you obey, he will flick you a treat like Fido, but if you don't, AI will then proceed to lock your doors, bad doggy, you ain't going nowhere. Why? Because AI's been watching and listening to you the whole time like a rat in a cage, so it knew the instant you chose not to obey. It's hearing and watching it all. And then, for those of you who think you can just barricade yourself inside your own home, have fun with that. AI shuts off the lights, turns off the heat, the AC, no appliances work, including your fridge and freezer, your food goes bad, what you have left of it, and they keep putting the squeeze on you until you change your mind or they just show up at your front door to kill you for disobeying in the first place. As freaky and wild as that sounds, that's exactly, under the guise of convenience, what AI can do right now to our homes, and it can be done anywhere on the planet, at any time, any place, on a global basis. And, I believe artificial intelligence controlling everything in our homes has everything to do with Jesus' warning, in the 7-year tribulation to those who try to go back to their homes when the Antichrist goes on a hunting spree.
Matthew 24:15-18 and verse 21. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the roof of his house go down to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back to get his cloak. For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again.
Now, as we've seen before in this passage, Jesus says that during the 7-year tribulation, after the Antichrist shows his true colors and goes into the rebuilt Jewish temple to declare himself to be God, the halfway point, the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel, that the only option for the people at this time is to what? To flee, right? To get out of there now in quick flight, right? Chop chop. Get out of there now. Why? Because, as we saw before, it's going to be a horrible time of slaughter. But again, Jesus not only says what these people that are left should do, i.e. flee to the mountains, but he also said what you should not do. He said whatever you do, do not flee to where? Your house, right? It says it right there. Why? Because, obviously, especially with AI now in your house, it is not going to be safe during the 7-year tribulation. You just need to get out of there. Quick. Run. Chop chop. Flee. You should have got saved and avoided the whole thing, but now, because you rejected Jesus, your only option, at this time, is to run, flee, get out of there just like Jesus said. Why? Because, right now, AI, under the guise of convenience, in our super-duper lazy culture, is laying the groundwork to turn our homes into a Big Brother paradise where nobody will be safe when the Antichrist shows his true colors. And, it is all happening right now, for the first time in man's history, just in time for the 7-year tribulation. If you are not saved, you better get saved now. The second area AI is being pitched to create a utopian life of convenience beyond our wildest dreams, is that AI will control our cities. You see, apparently it's not enough to monitor us, just like dogs or pets in a cage, with these smart home systems, believe it or not, they also want to extend that monitoring in a cage to our cities as well. I'm not joking. And can anyone guess what they are calling these new AI citywide monitoring systems? Hey, that's right. Smart cities. Go figure. Just like smart homes. Now, they can monitor us wherever we go in the cities. Isn't that great? Yeah, I don't think so. Because as we saw, call it smart homes, smart cities, smart anything, it just means Big Brother on steroids. That's exactly what these smart cities are. Big Brother AI-controlled monitoring systems. And you might be thinking, well, what in the world is a smart city? I've never even heard of this. Well, they're defined as, a smart city is an urban area that uses different types of electronic Internet of Things, IoT, which we saw before, is the 5G monitoring system they're installing right now all over the world, to collect data on all things, all events, all people, at all times, anywhere in a city, and then use that data to manage assets, urban flow, resources and services efficiently in a real-time response to improve lives of citizens and visitors. Really? Basically, it will allow anybody who lives or even comes to visit these cities to be monitored like rats or dogs in a cage. And, of course, that's a little concerning, so just like the smart homes, they're also putting out lists of the so-called utopian convenient benefits of these smart cities, to calm our fears about being monitored wherever we go, even in the cities.
It will help make more effective, data-driven decision-making. It will enhance citizen and government engagement. It will make for safer communities. It will reduce your environmental footprint. It will improve transportation. It will increase internet availability. It will provide new economic development opportunities. It will make for more efficient usage of public utilities. It will improve infrastructure. It will increase workforce engagement. It will provide for a more efficient distribution of resources. It will provide a seamless communication.
In other words, let me translate that for you. It's going to monitor you in your home, outside your home, wherever you go, at any given time, any given city, anywhere you go on the planet. Not good. But, here's one of their promotional videos, trying to get us to buy into it.
Throughout the annals of science fiction, future cities are typically dystopias. Made up of bleak lives of city dwellers in Blade Runner, Metropolis, or the Caves of Steel. Recent projections show that by 2050, 2/3 of the global population will live in cities. Which makes it imperative that our future cities aren't vast urban health escapes but are instead smart urban centers with a dash of sci-fi devices, roads and lampposts all talking to each other. Making life in cities safer and smoother. And, this transformation is already beginning. A smart city is a place where items around town are connected. Streets, buildings, personal devices, cars, power grids, all sending data back and forth. Passively working together to improve the community. Imagine public buses that trigger sensors in the roads providing a real-time ETA, streetlights that dim or brighten depending on foot traffic, stop lights warning of an accident ahead. At the core, a smart city needs two things: sensors to collect data, and the connectivity to send it and receive it. Some cities were early on the connectivity part. Like Barcelona, which has had fiber optic cables embedded below its streets for more than 30 years. Meanwhile, sensors have become smaller, cheaper, and more powerful, giving rise to the Internet of Things. It's no wonder that the number of connected devices jumped to 8.4 billion in 2017, an increase of 1/3 in a single year. With these two major technological pieces in place, spots around the globe are launching large-scale smart city projects. In Barcelona, sensor-embedded parking spots connect with an app that will direct drivers to available parking spaces, street lamps brighten automatically, and they are part of Barcelona's Wi-Fi network providing free internet access across the city. Similar smart city projects are underway in Stockholm, Amsterdam, Copenhagen, and Columbus, Ohio. Some focusing on energy usage, others on safety or public transportation, but all hoping to make life in cities that much better.
Yeah, sure it will, Wally. You say that every time you come out with one of these Big Brother ideas. But it ended there with a picture of the whole planet. This really is their plan. To monitor every single city, not just homes, on the planet. And, as you saw with the statistics there, the bulk of the planet is heading into these cities, into a what? A seamless Internet of Things network, all tied together with microchips, in all things, all devices, all people, all buildings, all transportation, every aspect that comes within a city, all tied together with the new 5G network, all being controlled by AI. This is the so-called smart city. And for those of you who can't see the dangers of this yet, let them point it out to you. They even go on to admit, smart cities will obviously not only reduce privacy, but they might pose a significant threat to privacy. The system depends on a ubiquitous system of surveillance, in other words, non-stop continual monitoring, and there are even proposals of incorporating extensive facial recognition technology into the platform. In other words, have fun trying to hide out in one of these places. And so, they not only admit it as a serious danger to our personal privacy, but I believe it has everything to do with Bible prophecy. Again, this is the exact same kind of system that the Antichrist has to have in place when he and the false prophet are literally micromanaging the whole planet in the 7-year tribulation. We see that here in this passage.
Revelation 13:14-15. He deceived the inhabitants of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed.
As we have seen before in this passage, this is basically the false prophet and Antichrist micromanaging the whole planet. They are going to know everything about anyone, at any given time, on the whole planet. Even where they are when they do not obey them, so as to kill them. But, could that really happen? Of course. Thanks to AI not only controlling our smart homes, but now even our so-called smart cities, you have the infrastructure to pull off Revelation 13 for the first time in man's history. It is not coming, it is already being put into play. Cities like London, Singapore, Barcelona, Amsterdam, Boston, New York City, Hong Kong, Chicago, Delhi, Paris, Berlin, Mumbai, Toronto, Dubai, Los Angeles, Stockholm, Melbourne, Tokyo, Vancouver, Vienna, Shanghai, Copenhagen, Beijing, San Jose, Portland, and Brussels. In fact, that is just a few of the 5,500 cities with 100,000 inhabitants or more right now, worldwide, being turned into smart cities. All under the guise of convenience. Because we all know how hard it is to find your own parking spot, or drive to work by yourself, or turn off those streetlights, or pay for your own internet when you walk around town. Because of that, AI is now controlling our cities and our homes on a global basis, just in time for the 7-year tribulation. And, again, you don't want to be there. If you're not saved, you better get saved now. The third area AI is being pitched to create a utopian life of convenience beyond our wildest dreams, is that AI will control our abilities. You see, it's not just creepy enough that they want to monitor us like dogs in our homes and cities with all this AI interconnected technology, but they also want to use all that global information to control our abilities. That is, they will use our constant monitored behavior anywhere on the planet to determine whether or not we get to do or not do something, including our buying and selling. And if that sounds familiar, it should. It is called the Mark of the Beast system that's also put into place by the Antichrist in the 7-year tribulation.
Revelation 13:16-17. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name.
So here we see the penalty for those who choose not to obey and worship the Antichrist, let alone receive his mark into their bodies. It says right there, you will not be able to buy or sell. In other words, you're going to be shut out of this global system that he will build, on a global basis, that's controlling everything. Says it right there, plain as day. And so again, that's the question, how in the world are you going to shut people out, all around the world, of this system you built that's controlling all the buying and selling based on their behavior? Again, we're talking on a global basis here. Well, can you say AI rewarding or punishing people based on what AI is constantly monitoring in our homes and cities? Yeah, that system too is already here. It's called the social credit score system, and as we saw before, it's not only being controlled by AI, but it's already being implemented in cities around the world, including China.
Narrator, no one does authoritarian quite like China.
By 2020, every citizen will have a social credit score that will go up and down based on their personal behavior. Behavior leading to a deduction in credit to include jaywalking.
Voice on the street, you are illegally crossing this road. Stand back. Narrator, bad driving, smoking on trains.
Voice on the train, dear passengers, people who travel without a ticket, or behave disorderly, or smoke in public areas, will be punished according to regulations and the behavior will be recorded in individual credit information system.
To avoid a negative record of personal credit, please follow the relevant regulation.
Narrator, playing too many video games, buying too much junk food, buying too much alcohol, calling a friend who has a low credit score, merely having a friend online who has a low credit score, posting fake news online, criticizing the government, visiting unauthorized websites, walking a dog without a leash, letting your dog bark too much. In the book 1984, Winston Smith could take a train to temporarily escape the surveillance state that he labored under. In China, low-rent citizens will be prevented from taking buses, trains, and planes. Citizen of China, right now my ability to travel is limited.
Narrator, where have I seen that before?
Clip from Black Mirror, Flight Desk, that is reserved for our members of our Prime Flight program.
You have got to be a 4.2 or over to qualify to fly. Passenger, oh, I'm a 4.5. Flight Desk, no, I'm afraid you are actually a 4.18.
Passenger, oh, the last time I called, some woman dinged me down, can't you just?
Flight Desk, I'm sorry.
Narrator, 6.7 million Chinese people already have been prevented from buying train and air tickets. The punishment for citizens whose credit score sinks too low are limited only by the imagination. Renting a home, getting a loan, booking a hotel, filling up your car with petrol, all will be restricted. Chinese citizen, if I buy property, my child cannot go to private school.
You feel like you are being controlled by the list all the time. Narrator, the entire system will be overseen by an estimated 400 million surveillance cameras with facial recognition software.
Narrator number 2, cameras record them going through intersections, zero in on their face, and then publicly shame them on nearby video screens. Narrator, it will eventually encompass real-time geolocating tracking of citizens via their cell phones. Although credit scores can go up and down in real time based on a person's behavior, but it can also be affected by the people they associate with, and all this will be unified with a centralized database. In the words of the Chinese government, if trust is broken in one place, restrictions are imposed everywhere. They literally say that those deemed untrustworthy will be deemed unable to move even a single step. Chinese government, our goal is to ensure that if people keep their promises, they can go anywhere in the world, and if people break their promises, they won't be able to move an inch. Narrator, who cares what is happening in China, right?
It's not like they are selling the same technology to be used in the West.
So, you think that a social credit could never happen over here?
Well, yes again because it already is, thanks to Silicon Valley.
People are already losing their public square platforms for voicing dissenting opinions. People's trustworthiness is already being ranked by social media giants depending on what links they post. People are already being refused bank accounts, e-commerce, and the ability to raise money for expressing controversial ideas. Can you imagine going to buy groceries with your credit card and then because someone in an office somewhere in San Francisco deemed something you posted on the internet to be hateful, your transaction is declined? I mean, forget trying to pay, your microchip on your card is blocked so you won't even be able to enter the shop.
Or as the Bible calls it, you will not be able to buy and sell anywhere on the whole planet if you don't do what some global entity tells you to do. Not coming, but already being put into place, in cities around the world, not just China, and as you saw, even in the United States, just in time for the 7-year tribulation and mark of the beast system. Why? Because we wanted convenience in our homes and convenience in our cities, in our super lazy culture, and now AI is poised to create that global back-end system needed for the Antichrist and the false prophet in the 7-year tribulation. That is how close we are. And if you do not think this is a real threat to mankind, you better once again listen to Elon Musk. As we have seen before several times, he's already stated repeatedly of the dangers of artificial intelligence and the concerns he has of it personally taking over the planet controlling all of mankind, i.e. singularity. But, so much so is he concerned about it, he recently came out with a new invention of his called Neuralink, that links the human brain to computers. Why? Well, the publicized reason is to help people with disabilities to regain control of their limbs and things like that. And, that is great. The unofficial reason is to link man's brain with AI's brain, so we can control it before it controls us. Sounds crazy, but he admitted it in this interview.
Elon Musk, there's a tremendous amount of good that Neuralink can do in solving critical damage to the brain or the spinal cord. There is a lot that can be done to improve the quality of life of individuals, and those will be steps along the way. And then, ultimately, it is intended to address the risk, the existential risk, associated with digital superintelligence. We will not be able to be smarter than a digital supercomputer, so therefore, if you cannot beat them, join them. Narrator, do you have hope that Neuralink will be able to be a connection to allow us to merge, ride the wave, improving AI systems? Elon Musk, it's important that Neuralink solves this problem sooner rather than later. Because at the point that we have digital superintelligence, that is where we pass the singularity, and things become extremely unstable. So, we want to have a human brain interface before the singularity, or at least not long after it, to minimize existential risk for humanity and conscientious as we know it.
In other words, what the Book of Daniel calls the end of times. Can you believe this? This is wild. Talk about science fiction becoming our reality. You want to hurry up and merge our minds with AI in hopes to control it, before AI gets too big and controls us. This is not a game, folks. This is really going on, right now, just in time for the 7-year tribulation. How much more proof do we need? The AI invasion has already begun, and it is a huge sign we're living in the last days. And that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning the AI invasion to show us that the tribulation is near, and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that is why Jesus himself said,
Luke 21:28 When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising. Wake up! And so, the point is this, if you are a Christian and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Do not sit on the sidelines. Get on the front line and help us. Let's get busy, working together, doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left and get busy saving souls. Amen? But, if you are not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. Because this AI technology is not going to lead to a life of wonderful dreams and a modern-day utopia but a nightmare beyond your wildest imagination in the 7-year tribulation. Do not go there. Get saved now through Jesus. Amen?